Got to learn a little history. Old as many Bible times. Name was called Methuselah. Was 969. We had some guys come close. Almost ran for 1,000 yards. Didn't quit till they got buried. Should've known the chance was too hard. When we look back now, the fellas seem to live forever. And you just get annoyed. Yeah, cause you don't wanna believe it. Those guys were blessed with such long lives.
Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X with my friend Jay Jackson from that Christian parody band from which we derive our show names. Jay Jackson is a lyricist and lead singer that keeps cranking out the parodies. And I'm Jerry Q, your DJ, here to spin some awesome apologetics tunes. Jay, today we salute grandparents as we begin our show.
Of course, because we wouldn't be here if we didn't have grandparents, right? Because it's just the way it works. That's why we opened up with the earliest grandparents. It's also 969 and 30 of Summer in 69 by Bryan Adams, of course. And just dealing with the fact that, you know, people used to live to be very old. Do you think your grandparents are old? Boy, parents, my dad is almost 90, and in January, if he, Lord willing, he'll be 90, and my mom just turned 89. But that's nothing compared to some of these people in the book of Genesis, and I believe those ages are real, and are really what happened. But the point is, no matter how old you live, we all have a day when we have to meet our Maker, and that's why it says, if today you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And but we got some other grandparently songs that are coming up here. And the first one is probably our most beloved song about grandparents and one of our most beloved songs around. And it's a song called Smooth Grandmama. It's a parody of Smooth Criminal, originally done by Michael Jackson and redone by A&M Farm. And I cannot tell you how many grandparents have come up to me at concerts and said, I'm the Smooth Grandmama. You know, or people have signs and stuff. It far exceeded my expectations as far as its popularity. Song after that is a song that pertains to a lot of grandfathers. I'm just a father. honor, and I feel like it pertains to me too. It's called Old Man. It's a parody of Soul Man, originally done by Sam and Dave, and we kind of spoofed the Blues Brothers version. And so that's a parody about another grandmother, but this is the opposite of a smooth grandmama. This is a grandmother who doesn't know the Lord at all. And, well, she didn't, but now she does. And so Grandma Got Run Over by a Stranger. Apparently, it's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Elmo and Patsy. One of my favorite Elmo and Patsy songs, I must say.
Oh, this is beautiful. Music to play shuffleboard by, really. This is stuff we worked out when we were doing the cruise with Regis and Kathy Lee a few years ago. This is our senior moment. You ready? Senior moment. Here we go. You remember it? No, it wasn't a senior moment if you remember it. We're going to dedicate one to all the grandmothers out there who have shared the faith with your grandchildren because you are so good at it. You are so smooth at what you do, Granny. This song's for you, and that's why it's called Smooth Grandmama.
Crusty bloke, kept trucking until the flood broke. And if you think it's not flooding, well, don't worry, your time's coming. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. My one eye's shot, my hair's gray, but my faith gets better each and every day. So what if my doctor said, if you eat meat, nothing red? I'm an old man. I'm an old man. It's plain to see. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. Liz was brought up on the fried meats. Now look at the label before I can eat. Medication, it shouldn't stop. When I start running, I just might drop. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. So glad to know that I'm born again. Gives me hope.
Drinking to escape God, had her favorite spot to go. But we asked God for her salvation, and we stuck it out for 40 years or so. When we found her Christmas morning, after she'd received a tract, she had heard it all beforehand, but it didn't make this large of an impact. Grandma got won over by a stranger, walking from the bar on Christmas Eve. You can pray for snow, but we want Grandma, and that's what me and Grandpa we received. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa here at Granny's First Noel. See, he's been there while she took long. Many years he's prayed that God would send him help. Since that Christian met our grandma, all the family's blessed, in fact. And we just can't help but wonder, did she open up at once or give him flack?
Gave him flack. Grandma got won over by a stranger, walking from the bar on Christmas Eve. You can pray and know that Jesus answers, 'cause after we did, Grandma, she believed.
Now the mule is in the stable, and it should have made us think. Oh, if a mule's a stubborn character, they were just a matching pair when Grandma drank.
Christ's no longer in the manger. Grandma's not out by herself. Hey, she let him in her life, friends. And the man who tried to save her gave some help.
Grandma got won over by a stranger, walking from the bar on Christmas Eve. Now you can pray for snow, but we want Grandma. And that's what me and Grandpa we received.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got won over by a stranger, walking from the bar on Christmas Eve. You can pray and know that Jesus answers, 'cause after we did, Grandma, she believed.
Apologetics with an X, taking you back to the vault of treasured tunes and twisting a few to praise God. Jay's the lead singer with Apologetics with me now, and we're here each week. And Jay, how might they grab a hold of some of these great parodies that we share with them every week?
Sure. Well, they can go to our website, apologeticswithanx.com. They can go to iTunes. Just make sure you spell Apologetics with an X, like the show says. Put an X on the end, not a CS. You can go to iTunes, Amazon, MP3, Pandora, Spotify. You can go to YouTube and search for Apologetics, and you'll find literally hundreds and hundreds of videos, most of them made by fans, a couple made by us, that show our songs. You can find videos for just about for the majority of our songs. And you can listen to this show. It's the most important thing. You're already doing that, but you can keep listening to this show because we're always adding new songs.
Well, I hate to ask dumb questions, Jay, but what do we have assembled in our pile of MP3s next?
Yes, very good lead-in. And, of course, speaking of new songs, Dumb Questions is one of those new songs. We're going to start off this next set with that. Parody of a song called Come Dancing, which is a top 10 hit for the Kinks back in the summer of 83. And this is dealing with some of the dumb questions the Pharisees and the Sadducees asked Jesus and how he responded to them. Song after that, from the same summer, well, it's from the same year, and it came into the top 10 in that same summer of 83. The song by The Tubes is called She's a Beauty. Our parody is called She's Got Cooties, and it's about a lady with a flow of blood that Jesus healed. A lot of people think, oh, okay, you got a lady with a flow of blood. They don't realize that that lady was ostracized by society. If you had a flow of blood, that prevented you from being able to participate in a lot of social activities, not just from a physical standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, biblically. So Jesus did a lot to help this person. Song after that is about some ladies who really could have been ostracized by society. Bad Foreign Girl, and talks about some of the ladies that you would just be amazed are in the genealogy of Jesus. And even though they did some things, like one of them was a prostitute, one of them was from a people that God had said could never serve in the temple, and another lady committed a very famous adulterous act, and yet God used them to be part of what brought Jesus into this world as part of his genealogy. It's called Bad Foreign Girl, parody of Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. And the song after that is called LSF, parody of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, originally done by the Beatles. And I think we played our Beatles parody on this show before, but now we're going to play the parody of the Elton John version, which is a number one hit in 1975.
Said these things that you do are okay, but is it kosher on the Sabbath day? Dumb question, what if your lamb should slip down a hole? Why not go get him? We'd all do that, you know. And though the Sadducees would lie in wait, they would be rowdy, but he'd always set them straight. Him for dissertations about the most unlikely made-up situations. He'd end up showing all their ways were rather weak. Our Lord was subtle, but he stepped on their feet. Dumb question about that widow surviving seven men. And when they asked dumb questions, Christ would demolish them. Senses showed incredible insight, but their minds were always filled up with hype. It always ended up as a fake
pilot. The expert stood outside. The day they brought Christ the pilot, all of them thought he'd die. Just die. Some chaps out there who still don't understand. Life isn't merely intellectual debates, and God has shown us there is no time to waste. We know they've said a lot of things we can't ignore, but if they ask us 150 more dumb questions, let us answer them with help from God. Don't be afraid of dumb questions. You don't need astronauts.
She's got cooties. how she hired them Israelites. Oh, do want you read it, you'll find out. Bet foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down.
Hey! I was just assuming that they never grew no good from bad. But I knew Matthew wanted Liz Crouch's family tree. Huh. Check the roots way before Matthew. With several naughty ladies, these strange women, they make up Christ's biology. Hey, hey! I ain't saying Ruth was bad, but she's foreign like a dad, and she left from Moab to the other way. Hey, but she married Rahab's child, lived like a Jew after. Two unlikely ladies in the line. Come on!
Oh, God turned Tamar's wrong to right. Oh, birthed the tribe of Israelites. Oh, with forgiveness all through God, bad foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down. Bad foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down.
Listen here, now I've got more than just what's shown. Cross ancestors set on thrones, and there's Jewish queens in his genealogy. I tell ya, oh, but don't forget Bathsheba. She's not just David's diva. She ain't foreign, she done made a big mess of things. Now get this,
I wanna know, are you gonna take my strong advice? Find out that foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down. Yeah, that foreign girls, they made a lot of walls fall down.
Get out of your Bible and read.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Them bad foreign girls.
Bad foreign girls.
Yeah.
In the sky. face say, please tell us, how come you still stare at the sky? Soon he'll be back, he'll appear as before, where he was taken away. When he comes back, he'll descend through the clouds, then they're gone. Look in the sky, you'll find him. Look in the sky, you'll find him. Look in the sky, you'll find
Apologetics with an X. Now, you released several great parodies this year alone, Jay. Fill us in on the process once again. How do you think you make all this music happen? What's the process?
It's a never-ending process, Jerry. It starts with a lot of reading the Bible and a lot of prayer and a lot of listening to music over the years. And then you add water. It comes from after years and years and decades of doing that, and then continuing to listen to music, continuing to read the Bible, continuing to pray, saying, Lord, what can we do with these songs? Sometimes you start with a song and you say, Lord, I'd like to do a spoof of this song. What can we get out of this? What Bible stories have some good words that rhyme with this? Sometimes you say, I have a Bible story. What song has some good rhymes for these things in it? What rhymes with Mephibosheth? And sooner or later, Jerry, even though I've used that example before, I'm going to come up with that song And you're going to see, I do have something in mind for that. I used to use it as a joke, but over the years, God did give me an idea. Sooner or later, we're going to do it. Hopefully in the next year.
That'd be awesome.
Third way is you're minding your own business, and God just pops an idea into your head.
Well, am I amazed, too, at your stage moves? I know that you try to look like the band when you're doing the song. Do you watch some, like, music videos to get that as well?
Well, we try to look like some of them. I don't want to look like the Red Hot Chili Peppers when we're doing their song. But there's some bands you can't really emulate what the heck they're doing on stage. But, you know, sometimes we'll watch it a little bit on video. Sometimes it's just to grow up with it. You know what I mean? I was in, long before I joined my first rock band in high school, I was in the basement, you know, you're pretending to be this singer or that singer. Or I do remember listening to Elvis Presley records that some lady down the street from us had, and coming home and having a spoon in my hand and pretending it was a microphone and singing Don't Be Cruel. So God's been working on me for a long time, and he's still working on me. He's not done with me yet.
All right. Well, let's hear some more songs here on Apologetics with an X. What's on the way?
Sure. Well, first one is a song built on the Bible passages, you know, that the Lord works within our weakness. When I'm weak, I am strong because he's strong. He's always strong, but his strength is perfected in my weakness. And, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering flax he will not extinguish. And that song is called Working for the Weekend. And it's a parody of the Loverboy song, Working for the Weekend. And the song after that is a whole bunch of other 80s songs. It's a medley. We took about 10 songs from the 80s, and we had little parody ideas for and said, let's put them all together in a soup and see how this sounds. And the medley is called Octagon and Not Forgotten.
Everyone's watching. Someone smile. You better soften your heart. You wanna be in control. Come on, baby, let go.
not so fine. You've got some problems no one wants, I know. You even prayed about it, now they won't go. Hey, but I tried so many things that it brought me through. Hey, and I do only pleasant things if I got to choose. Hey, but I can't grow from that, no.
Apologetics with an X. We're glad you're listening, but tell your friends as well that we're available for their ears. And if one is near our flagship station in Manhattan, they can listen to Angel 95 FM, or you can listen to us as we stream on TuneIn. We're on over 200 devices. You can go to angel95fm.com, and some of the radio stations that are out there that are carrying our show, you may want to find out how you can stream them as well. And again, we'll tell you that we air the show at 7 on Saturday and Sunday nights, and again at 11 on Monday. Well, we're going to wrap up another show here today, and some more awesome apologetic parodies. Lead us to the Egress, Jay.
The Egress.
P.T. Barnum used that phrase. In other words, it's called The Exit.
I got you. I like it. I thought it was some kind of a bird. Anyway, a parody of Billy Joel's Only the Good Die Young, and it's called No One is Good But One. Jesus said that to somebody before, and he told him, said, why do you call me good? No one's good but one. And of course, and he's saying it was God. He says, it's God. And of course, Jesus knew that he was God, but he didn't say, I'm not good. He says, why do you call me good? You know what I mean? Think about that. He says, what are you trying to say? And the song after that is a parody of a Kiss song called Beth, which was their biggest hit. And our parody is called Death. Don't worry, it's not as depressing as it sounds. It's actually a hopeful song. Finally, we have a country, well, a little bit of rap, a little bit of country together for you. And it's a song that was originally done by Big and Rich called Save Force. And ours is called Save Your Voice, or Save Your Voice, Quiet Down Boy.
Much too late. All but you need a savior. It comes down to faith. The righteous, well, Jesus knows. Well, they showed you the statutes, told you to obey, sent you to the temple and taught you to pray. All but they never told you the price of the pain. Something that you might have done. Well, no one is good but one.
text in Isaiah the information. Ooh, it's there in Psalm 14. Paul recounts it all in Romans 3. Oh, 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 they say there's a heaven for those who await. One way to get there, and that way is faith. When the last of the sinners arrives through the gates, definitive judgment comes. You know that no one is good but straight. Half of this world learns much too late. Do me a favor and come now in faith. The righteous will see the sun. You know that no one is good but one. Tell in your belly. Tell you no one is good but one. No one is good but one.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here